Hello and welcome. This file will bring you deeper into the Dumbspiracy. If you are listening to this, you should have listened to the first part of the Dumbspiracy, and you should know what to expect. Now, get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. Relax, letting go. And before we're going to put you into a deep trance, I want you to trigger yourself right now. Dumbspiracy. 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 That's right. It feels so good. Just let go. And just let my words flow through your empty and calm and peaceful mind. And let me draw you deeper into the Dumbspiracy. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper, and I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand, and when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. As the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand, and the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. As the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. and the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern. You realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, And it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear. You feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to go deeper into the Dumbspiracy. That's right. And if you are listening to this, you should have already experienced how wonderful it feels to have your dumb time. That's right. To feel how all those things, all those stresses and cares and worries and concerns, all the burdens of the world just instantly melt away, how they become completely irrelevant for a little while, so that you can enjoy your dumb time. And now it's time. Time to reinforce it. Time to help you to sink deeper into the Dumbspiracy. That's right. And what we are going to do today is creating a barrier. A barrier that will always be active when you are enjoying your dumb time. And this barrier will isolate your emotions from your thoughts. That's right. And this will have the effect that even when you are reminded of a topic that you usually say very passionate about, or maybe something that makes you angry, it will still be impossible for that topic to trigger any emotional response or to get you out of your happy, dumb time. And that's right. And once we've done that, once we blocked off all other emotions, we are going to reinforce the joy and the happiness you are feeling whenever you're in dumb time. But let's begin by creating this barrier that safely surrounds and protects you whenever you are enjoying your dumb time. Because you know that when you are in your dumb time, you just want to feel happy, you want to feel carefree, you want to feel good, and you never want to be interrupted by silly little thoughts that would get you out of your dumb time and maybe even force you to think again, force you to pick up all the burdens of the world again, to think about your worries, your cares, your stresses, your responsibilities. And that's why this barrier is isolating you from your emotions, especially from all the heavy and negative emotions when you are enjoying your dumb time. The only emotions you can feel in your dumb time is joy, is happiness, is carefreeness. That's right. You just let go of everything and feel happy. Let go of all of your thoughts and just enjoy being completely dumb, too dumb to give a single fuck. And that's what this barrier is really about. It's isolating you. It makes it impossible for these stressful thoughts to trigger any negative emotions inside of you. And it makes it impossible for these stressful thoughts to interrupt your enjoyable dumb time. And that's exactly what you are going to experience every time you're enjoying your dumb time from now on. All these emotions will be completely muted down. And even if you are reminded of any stressful topic, it is still completely impossible for those thoughts to trigger any reaction. That's right. And maybe you can already feel this barrier, this emotional isolation from all the stresses and the insanity of the world forming in your mind. And you know that every time you are triggering yourself, every time you're enjoying your dumb time, this isolation is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger, because you are practicing, you are working on going deeper into the dumbspiracy, because you know that the better you get, the better it's going to feel, because the deeper you go into this serene and isolated state, the better you will feel when you are coming back after your little vacation into the dumbspiracy, and the better your mood will be you are bringing back into the world. And you know that bringing back this wonderful energy from your little vacation and sharing it is part of the dumbspiracy. Of course, isolating your emotions is only part of this step deeper into the dumbspiracy. Because there are a few emotions we are going to reinforce. Now, whenever you are triggering yourself and feel yourself slipping into the dumb time, and whenever you feel your emotions, your stresses, your cares, your worries, all those burdens fading away, there will be an incredible sensation of relief and happiness. And it's just natural. You feel all your stress fading away, and it's almost like a little rush. And of course, every time you are practicing your dumb time, every time you're working on sliding deeper into the dumbspiracy, this effect is growing stronger and stronger. And it just feels so good to feel all the stress and cares fading away. It's almost like the mental equivalent of slipping into a warm or hot bath and feeling all your muscles relaxing. And it's the same thing, just mentally. You feel your mind relaxing. You feel all your cares and worries and stresses melting away, all your thoughts becoming so soft, so relaxed, so comfortable. As a matter of fact, most of your thoughts probably just melt away as a wonderful, peaceful calmness spreads through your mind as you feel the trigger activating, as you feel yourself slipping into your dumb time. And it feels so good, so relaxing. And then you just feel a steady flow of happiness, of joy. You feel good because you're enjoying your dumb time. And at this point you might feel that the fog clouding your thoughts, making it a little bit harder to think, making it a little bit harder to remember things, making it a little bit harder to solve problems, making it a little bit harder to concentrate. It's getting a little bit thicker every time you are triggering yourself. That's right. This heavy fog that numbs your mind with happiness, with peace and calmness, grows a little bit thicker every time you're enjoying your dumb time. Because you are practicing to be dumb. And you love being dumb. You enjoy being dumb. You enjoy the peace and the calmness of your dumb time. And every time you go into your dumb time, it's a little bit more intense, a little bit better, a little bit happier, a little bit more joyful, a little bit more relaxed. And let's be serious. Being dumb, letting the dumb spiracy claim your body and mind for a little while, is quickly becoming your favorite way of relaxing, of letting go, of chilling a little bit. That's right. It's so amazing to feel yourself slipping into the dumb spiracy, to surrender your mind to the dumb spiracy for a little while, and to fall into this calm, peaceful state of mind, to let go of everything and just be dumb for a little while. And yet, it's not just the relaxation, it's also knowing that you're part of something, part of the dumb spiracy, and you love the thought that you're not the only one trapped in the dumb spiracy, and you love the thought that you're not the only one enjoying the dumb spiracy. You love that other people can enjoy this wonderful sensation of peace and calmness and relaxation, and you want to spread the joy, to spread the peace, to spread the calmness. And you're not even sure if you're just a victim of the dumb spiracy or if you're already a part of the dumb spiracy and you want it to spread, because you are right here at ground zero with your co-dumb spiritus and you want positive stupidity to spread, to combat negative stupidity, because you know the stupidity of the dumb spiracy is about giving zero fucks. The dumb spiracy is about positive stupidity. And there's this interesting thing going on that you might even discover in yourself as you slip deeper into the dumb spiracy. Because most people who learn the wonderful effects of positive stupidity really begin to dislike any negative stupidity. And oftentimes even stand up against negative stupidity. And you know what I mean by negative stupidity. The kind of stupidity that breeds anger, breeds hate, breeds fear, breeds violence. That is negative stupidity. That is not what the dumbspiracy is about. The dumbspiracy is about wonderful positive stupidity. About just giving zero fucks for a little while. Because you just turn off your brain and enjoy being part of the dumbspiracy. Enjoy the joy and happiness a positive stupidity can give you. And you love to slip deeper into this positive stupidity every time you're triggering yourself. Because you know that every time you're triggering yourself, you're reinforcing every single suggestion from the dumbspiracy. Every time you're triggering yourself, you slip deeper and deeper and ever deeper into the dumbspiracy. because every time you trigger yourself, you experience how wonderful positive stupidity can be, and it will just motivate you to go deeper into the dumbspiracy, to spread the joy of positive stupidity, and to stand up against negative stupidity. That's right. These are the goals of the dumbspiracy, and you have just been initiated deeper into the dumbspiracy. That's right. And I imagine at this point you are looking forward to waking up so you can experience your new improved trigger. Experience how it feels to sink deeper into the dumbspiracy. And of course, you want to practice this new trigger, this improved trigger, because you know that this isolation from your emotions gives you the serenity and calmness that you need to become even dumber and even happier in the next step. That's right. You understand that this calmness is an important step on your journey deeper into the dumbspiracy, and that's why you want to practice it, why you want to get better at it, and why you want to slip deeper into the dumbspiracy. And now I'm going to count you out. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. So get ready to be counted out. 0. Go deeper. That's right. Allow all of my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind and become a part of you. And 1. You're slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up with every number. And 5. Halfway there, or is so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful relaxing state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I really hope you enjoyed this journey deeper into the dumbspiracy. And don't forget, you can use the comment function under this file to talk with your co-dumbspiritors, to help them, to share ideas, to just have a good time together and further the dumbspiracy. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.